And to listen, the man is just about to say it.
Yeah, let's everybody listen.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Solium, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy will be back in just a moment with their traditional Christmas story. In the meantime, a short word from Burritt Wheeler.
Well, here we are, hardly one shopping day away from another Christmas. Lots of things have changed since last Christmas, haven't they? For one thing, last year at this time, nobody'd ever heard of new Rinso with the wonderful sunlight ingredient Solium. And this year, thousands of women all over the country are using new Rinso with Solium because they know it washes white clothes whiter than St. Nick's beard. Whiter even than brand new. And new Rinso makes washable colors look brighter than the brightest spangle on your Christmas tree. No other soap in the world can give you results like that because no other soap contains Solium. So it's no wonder at all that new Rinso caught on so fast that it became a success almost overnight. Don't forget, new Rinso with Solium is safe for clothes and kind to hands. So if you're not yet a member of the new Rinso Club, make it a point to ask for new Rinso with Solium next time you go to the store.
It's the day before Christmas. The morning crowds are milling about Lenox Avenue in Harlem doing their last-minute shopping. Andy is out with Amos' little girl, Arbadella, on their annual Christmas tour of the department store window. Right now, they're looking at a little doll in one of the windows.
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll, Arbadella.
Yes, that's one I wrote and asked Santa Claus to bring me.
You did, huh?
But Daddy said I wrote the letter too late. You see, I only wrote it 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, maybe your papa ain't got the money. I mean, that ain't giving Santa Claus much time. You gotta write him before that.
My, isn't she pretty, though, Uncle Andy?
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll.
Daddy said Santa Claus would bring her to me next Christmas.
Oh, sure. You see, that'll give him more time.
We're having a good time today, ain't we, Uncle Andy?
Yeah, this is sure fun for me, all right, Barbara.
I like being out with you.
Yeah, and I like being out with you, too. But I guess we gotta be getting on home now.
Oh, do you think Mommy and Daddy will be home yet?
Oh, yeah. They say they'd be home by noon.
Uncle Andy, let me just look at the doll once more.
Oh, sure, honey. Stand up close to the window and take a good look.
Beautiful. She's a talking doll, too.
Yeah, talking doll. They is the best ones, all right.
Sure is a pretty dress she's got on. But when Santa Claus brings her to me next year, I'm going to make her a lot more pretty dresses. Pink ones. You know, Uncle Andy, I can hardly wait till next Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It'll be around before you know it, honey.
It's only a year.
Andy, you sure got a lot of Christmas presents here.
Yeah, Lightning, I want to get them all wrapped up now, too, so I ain't got to do it this afternoon or tonight.
Now, what you got in this package here, Miss Andy?
Oh, that's some handkerchiefs that I'm going to give that gal friend of mine, Evelyn Bennett.
Evelyn Bennett?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Miss Andy. Deez has got the letter C broidered in the corner.
Yeah, well, last year I was going to give them to that gal Carmen that I was going with, but we done bust it up.
With the letter C on there, I don't see how you can give them to Evelyn Bennett.
Well, I thought of that, too. So for the last 3 days, I've been calling her Cookie.
wait a minute. Here come the Kingfish, Miss Van Porter.
Yeah, come in, fellas. Come in.
Well, hello there, Andy. Lightning, Merry Christmas,
hello,
fellas.
Hello, boys. How are you?
I see you wrapping up all your Christmas presents there, Andy. Anytime you want me to turn my back and not look, just say the word.
Well, ain't bought you no present, Kingfish.
Oh, you ain't got around to it yet, huh? Well, don't worry about it, Brother Andy. You got time. You know, me and my wife was talking about the thing this just this morning. She said to me, she said, George, do you think that any of your friends is going to give you that bathrobe that got over in the corner window at the Globe department store? I said, honey, you mean the blue one with the red sash around it? She said, yeah, you know it's marked 395. I said, yeah, 100 to 1, size 40. Funny how me and my wife talk back and forth.
Well, I'll tell you, Kingfish, you could use a new bathrobe. That one you greeted me in yesterday was certainly a mess.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, you shook hands with me through the pocket.
Yeah, by the way, Andy, I just thought of something. How big is that door at your boarding house?
Why?
Well, coming up to see you tomorrow morning with a pretty big package for you. Well, if I can't get it in there, we can always take the door off the hinges, though, can't we?
Yeah. Say, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, because I is broke, Kingfish, and I can't afford to buy nothing for you.
Nothing at all?
That's right. Say, what time you expect to be up with that big package?
Well, on second thought, it might not be as early as I expected to be there.
Well, I'll be there all morning.
Well, now, don't wait for me, Andy. You see, I got a lot of packages to deliver. Might not get around to you till February or March. You know how it is.
I know there was something like that.
Mills Andy, I've been trying to wrap up some of these packages here for you. This is a hard one to wrap up.
Well, what in the world is that?
Oh, that's a little toy automobile I done bought for Amos Jr. You wind it up and it scoots around the floor, backs up and everything. Wait a minute, I'll show you.
Well, look at it go there, will you? Look at it.
Hey, that's the cutest thing I ever did see.
Yeah, see the way that thing went around there? Look at that.
Yeah, look at this. It's even got a license number on it.
Yeah, let me have it, Henry. I want to see it shoot around the floor again.
Well, I can wind it myself, King.
Well, let me do it, Henry. I asked you for it.
Yes, but I picked it up first.
Well, now give it to me.
Don't break it now, fellas.
Well, Andy, can't I be the one to work it?
Kingfish, I'm going to work it. Let's not be childish about this.
All right, but I'm next.
Wait a minute. I'm going to put it back in the box now before it gets broke. I got things to do around here, too. You chillin' better run along home now.
By the way, you're coming over to the gathering at the lodge this afternoon, ain't you, Andy?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to that thing.
Yeah, you know, all the boys is getting together there. Gotta have a little Christmas spirit at the lodge. Slap everybody on the back. Gonna have some refreshments and all that stuff. Little present for each one of the members.
Yes, the whole gang is gonna be there. See you then, Andy.
Well, come on, Henry, let's go. So long, Andy.
Good day, Andy, my friend, and may the Yuletide season bring you much Noel. And besides that, a very Merry Christmas.
Miss Andy, I is wrapping this package of colored crayons that you done bought for Amos's little girl, Arbidella.
Yeah, wrap that up. That ain't much of a gift to give a kid, is it?
Well, it ain't bad, Miss Andy.
She might not even like crayons.
Either she might and she might not. After all, you don't know what she likes.
The funny part of it is, Lyson, I do know what she likes.
Arthur. Well, even that don't make no difference, because you is broke. You ain't got no money to buy nothing more with.
I know it. That's what's troubling me. I is broke. I ain't got a cent. Say, Lightning, what time is it?
Well, Miss Ann, I don't know exactly what time it is, but I think it's between 12 and... It's almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. I got an idea. I think I'm going to walk down to that department store on the corner. I'll see you later.
You want to see me?
Yes, I guess so. Is you the gentleman that does the hiring here for the department store?
That's right. My name is Simmons.
Well, I was wondering if you needed any extra sales help for this last-minute rush this afternoon. I would work hard.
Well, we did need extra help up until this morning, but I think we can get through the rest of the day with the salespeople we have.
Oh, well, thanks just the same.
Oh, wait, just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can do it.
Do what? What's that?
Well, one of our Santa Claus helpers was called home. His wife was taken ill suddenly, and we could use somebody to take his place. You think you could do it?
Be Santa Claus's helper?
That's right.
Well, I ain't never done it before, but I... Oh, sure, I can do it.
Fine. Now, if you'll come down to the fourth floor, I'll give you your Santa Claus suit and whiskers and tell you just what you're supposed to do.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Brown, that Santa Claus suit seems to fit you as well as the man who worked here before.
Yeah. Help me button the thing up, will you, Mrs. Simmons? It's a little snug right here.
Yes. I see you got that pillow just there, just right.
That ain't no pillow. That's me.
Well, I think you better hurry and finish putting on your costume, Mr. Brown. I want you to get out in the toy department with the children.
Yeah, well, guess the next thing you do is get these boots on here. I'll sit down here and get into them. Pull them on here. Uh-oh. Mrs. Simmons, you got any of that sliding powder by any chance?
Why? What's the matter?
The dog is too big for the house. Now, wait a minute. I got one on. There goes the other one. Ah, there we is. Feet, you are sure wrapped up plenty tight today.
Well, that's fine. Now, just put on these whiskers and this hat, and you're all set.
Yeah.
Now, right through this door into the toy department.
And now, what must I do, Mr. Simmons?
Here's your seat, right here. You just have the children to come up one at a time, and if you run into any difficulties of any kind, just call the floor walker.
Yes, sir, I understand. If I have any trouble, I'll call the floor walker.
Well, good luck, Santa.
Well, I'll get started. All right, Sonny, you was first. Come right up here and sit on Santa Claus's lap. That's the boy. There. Now, tell Santa Claus, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a jet-propelled plane and a tank.
A jet-propelled plane and a tank. What's your name, Sonny?
Oliver Smith.
Oliver Smith. Has you done been a good boy all year?
Yes.
Yeah, I could have seen that without even asking you. You is a nice little fella. I bet you drinks up all your milk at every meal, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, you drink part of it, though, don't you?
I don't drink none of it.
None of it, huh?
No, I ain't never gonna drink none either.
Oh, floor walker. Can you come over here, floor walker?
If Santa Claus brings me the jet plane and the tank, I'll drink my milk.
Never mind, floor walker. That's a good little boy, Oliver. You just hang up your stocking and everything's going to be all right.
Okay, thank you, Santa Claus.
Okay.
Am I next?
Yeah, you is next. My, my, what a nice little girl. Sit right here on my knee. Now tell me. What is your name?
Henrietta Lewis.
That's a pretty name, too. And that's a pretty little dress you got on there.
My mother made it for me. See the ribbon?
Yeah, that's good, all right. Henrietta, you was one of the sweetest little girls I done ever seen. Now, tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
A football.
A football?
Yes, and some boxing gloves and a drum.
Well, what do a little girl like you want with them things?
Oh, I don't want them for myself.
Oh, well, who does you want them for?
My little brother.
Your brother?
You see, Santa, he's sick in bed and he couldn't come down here.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I just wanted to make sure that he gets some presents.
Well, that show is sweet of you, Henrietta. And I can tell you right now that Santa Claus is going to take care of him.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, honey. All right, who's next?
I'm next. Hiya, Santa Claus.
Well, Shorty the barber. Listen, Shorty, what you doing up here in the toy department?
I just came up to get my new gal a present.
Yeah, well, why is she getting her something out of the toy department?
Because she's got the mind of an 8-year-old child.
Yeah,
she ain't my real gal, though. For my real gal, I bought a beautiful two-piece fur outfit.
Two-piece fur outfit?
Mm.
What'd you get her?
Well, it's a combination sable and beaver. It's a matching two-piece calico. It's a long mink with that is, you don't... earmuffs.
So long, Shorty. So long. Well, who's the next one now?
Hey, quit shoving. I'm next.
Hey, no fighting there, boys. No fighting.
Hey, he tried to push in ahead of me. I'm next, ain't I, Santa Claus?
Yes, sir. I mean, yeah, Sonny, Joe. What's your name?
Percy Carter.
Percy, huh? And what do you want for Christmas?
A machine gun. Do I get it?
Well, Yeah, I'll see what I can do about it and all that stuff.
I want a billfold, too, with a picture of Humphrey Bogart in it.
Well, I'll work on that, too. Who's next?
Hey, wait a minute. I ain't through yet, Santa Claus. I gotta ask you something.
What is it, Percy?
Last year, I asked you for a pair of skates, and I didn't get them. What goes?
Well, you got a lot of other stuff, though, didn't you, Percy?
Yeah, I got a necktie, some socks, and a couple of handkerchiefs. Who wants that stuff?
Yeah, well, better luck this year. All right, who's next?
Hey, wait a minute. I got more stuff to ask you. In that workshop up north where Santa Claus makes all his toys.
Yeah?
What kind of country is that?
Country? Well, it's just nothing but ice and snow and ice, all stuff like that.
No trees or nothing?
No, just ice and snow.
Then where did Santa Claus get the apples and oranges and bananas that he puts in the stockings Christmas?
Oh, floor walker! Hey, floor walker!
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, all right. Who's next?
Thanks, I am Santa Claus.
Oh, step right up, sonny.
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Jimmy Watson.
And what is it?
A baseball glove, a punching bag, a basketball, a watercolor set, a ring toss, a fountain pen, a Mickey Mouse wristwatch, a cowboy suit, a telegraph set, a bicycle bell, a flashlight, and a baby sister.
You want a baby sister?
Yes, how can I get one?
Oh, floor walker.
Well, you look a little worn out, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yes, I is a little tired. I never talked to so many kids in all my life. Gee, they is cute, though.
You did very well. All the children seemed very happy, and the parents were just standing there beaming.
Yes, sir, thank you.
I certainly appreciated having you here this afternoon.
Yes, sir, well, I enjoyed it, too. Of course, like I told you when I made the deal with you, I'd done it for a special reason.
Yes. And here it is, Mr. Brown. I had the stock boy take it out of the window. The talking doll.
And won't Arbidella be an ecstatic youngster when she finds that doll in her stocking? You can't put good tidings into a Christmas stocking. But when you have access to a microphone the way I have, you can get right into people's homes and spread the good word. And, of course, the good word I'm referring to is Rinso. New Rinso with the amazing sunlight ingredient, Solium. New Rinso with Solium does such a remarkable job on wash day, I feel everybody should know about it. Imagine getting white clothes whiter than brand new, making washable colors look brighter than brand new. And if you want undeniable proof that New Rinso does just that, do one wash with New Rinso. And when your clothes are all washed and ironed and ready to put away, just stop a minute and compare them with the clothes you've washed before with ordinary soap. Right before your eyes, you'll see absolute proof of New Rinso's superiority. Get a package of New Rinso with Solium. And make that little test. Will you do that?
Well, the time now is Christmas Eve. Andy has just arrived at Amos's with an armful of packages.
Well, come in, son. You look like Santa Claus there with all that stuff.
Yeah, how is you, boy? Say, that tree looks good. Let me lay these packages down here on the sofa.
Hey, well, you're making the rounds, huh, Andy?
Yeah, making the rounds, spreading good cheer. Boy, that is a pretty tree. Got a lot of lights on there, too.
Yeah, well, we just decorated that tonight. Ruby and her mama has done gone out to take a few things to some poor people that you heard about in town. They'll be gone about an hour.
Yeah.
And say, Andy, why wasn't you over at the lodge with the fellas there today? It was a swell party.
Say, I must have clean forgot about that. Well, Amos, I'll leave these packages right here.
Wait a minute, gonna leave all of them?
Yeah, here's one for Ruby, here's one for Mama, here's one for you, and there's a little toy auto for Amos Jr.
Oh, gee, Andy.
And here's a package for Arbidella. And listen, Amos, be sure and tell her that this one is from Santa Claus.
Hey, that's a nice-looking package for her day, already.
Oh, well, just a little something I picked up.
You certainly are Santa Claus this year, boy. Look at this stuff.
Well, I see a lot of stuff over at my place from your house.
Well, like I told you, Andy, it ain't much, but we wanted you to know that we love you and we're thinking about you.
Oh, listen, Amos, I feel better this Christmas than I ever felt. By the way, when are you going to open up your packages?
Oh, the kids get up early, and we all get up early Christmas morning. And now, don't forget you promised me that you'd be here for Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That sure is nice of you, too, because them other two dinners I figured on going to didn't work out so good.
Well, we want you here, Andy, so I want you to count on it now.
Yeah, well, that's swell. Well, I got to get going, son. I got to drop in on 2-3 people, say hello to them.
Yeah, well, okay, and I'll see you tomorrow. And thanks an awful lot for the present, Andy. It sure was nice of you.
Oh, nothing at all. Say Merry Christmas to Ruby and her mama for me and the kids.
Yeah, well, I'm going back with Arbidella now.
Okay, so long, Amos.
So long, Andy. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. Well, honey, you was in bed, ain't you?
Daddy, will you turn on the little radio for a minute before I go to sleep?
Well, just for a minute or two. I'll snap it on for you. There you are. Now, let it warm up a few seconds. We don't want to wake up baby.
Oh, music never wakes him up, Daddy.
Well, now, let me straighten your covers out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me this, honey. Is you said your prayer?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
Christmas choir continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now, get under the covers, dear.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. They're going to sing the Lord's Prayer.
I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
Yeah, I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
Well, it means an awful lot. And with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before, honey.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer? Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, will you, Daddy?
Now, you lay down and you listen.
All right.
Now, the first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven. That means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can ever dwell.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, Hallowed be thy name. That means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good. And then after that it says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Now that means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness, and fill our hearts with love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then this earth where we is now will be just like heaven.
That would be wonderful, Dad.
Then it says, Give us this day our daily bread. Now that means, honey, to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, with love and courage, which will make us strong for our daily task. Now then after that, the next line of the Lord's Prayer is this, honey. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Do you remember the golden rule?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, that means that we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want them to do unto us. And then it says after that, And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For that means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and see and think right, so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything in the world that is bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That means, my darling, that all the world and everything in it belongs to God's kingdom. Everything. Your mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your grandma, you and everybody. And as we know that, and act as if we do know it, that, my dear daughter, is the real spirit of Christmas.
That's good.
Well, now I guess I ought to cut off radio and let you go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Daddy, will you leave the radio on when I go to sleep?
All right. I'll leave it on. You can listen to some Christmas music. On behalf of our sponsors, Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, and on behalf of everybody here, Ann and I wish you the merriest Christmas you've ever had.
We hope Christmas will be all it's supposed to be for you and your family, and that everybody will have a happy, happy time.
Good night, folks.
And Merry Christmas.
Join me with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night and a Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.